Okay, welcome everyone to this Guy Fieldwise USA Global Meditation. This is David Nicol from the Guy Field Project. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a new series that we're launching today. It's going to be held on the new moon each month between now and the election. the new moon is the time known for being a good time to plant intentions for the next cycle. And it's just good in general to be coming back into observing the rhythms and cycles of nature. This Wise USA series is part of a broader Wise USA campaign that the Guy Fieldwise Project is organizing this year. The intention is to just really elevate the consciousness of the U.S. It's a non-partisan or a trans-partisan program. We're not taking any sides, but rather calling forth wisdom, joy, compassion, and other universal spiritual qualities from the field so that we can all do our part to support this process unfolding in an optimal way. So what we're going to do today is we'll do our practice, our meditation together, and then we'll have a chance towards the end of the practice, to share with everyone on this call something emerged for you, insight, vision, guidance. Can be really helpful for all of us to hear from others, so we build a field of collective wisdom. And then at the end of the call, there'll also be an opportunity to be in breakout groups of three or four people, to just have a more intimate setting where you can share with a small group about your experience. And feels important at the moment with all of the polarization that's in our field in the U.S. To have these ways to connect with each other in a real way. So that's why we're doing it that way. I want to just introduce Barry Bettman, who is supporting me today with the technical side of the call. And if you have any technical questions or issues, then you can hit 5 on your keypad and Barry will help you out with that. So Barry, thanks so much for helping me again today.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
Yeah, great. Okay, everyone. So please now just we'll enter into our meditation space. So if you're not already in a posture that's good for that, just take a moment to arrange yourself in an upright but relaxed posture. If you're not driving, this is a safe place to do so. This is our time to enter more deeply into our inner world. So just taking a few breaths, deeper breaths than usual, just really arriving, relaxing, settling into the present moment. Giving room with your breath and with your awareness to whatever's in your field of experience, whatever feelings, whatever sensations are there, just letting them be, not needing to change anything about your experience. Please bring your awareness to your heart center in the middle of your chest. I invite you to take a few breaths in and out of your heart center. Just touching whatever is present in your heart and giving it room to expand. I invite you to connect with a feeling of gratitude in the heart for being able to connect in this way with like-minded people around the world, holding this kind of space. Then bringing your awareness and attention down into your legs, to your feet, your sitting, to your pelvis, and just sensing your contact with the ground, with the earth. Feeling the simple security of making that connection with the ground. I invite you to start to become aware of the vast presence of the earth itself. And then sending your awareness down into the earth, deeper and deeper, as if you are sending down etheric roots. Past the surface layers of the earth, deeper and deeper. Till you feel your awareness making contact with the very core of the earth. And just sensing the security and the grounding that that connection brings. I invite you to sense your heartbeat starting to come into rhythm with the pulse of the core of the earth. From this place of being deeply grounded, please open now to the light from the sun and the stars. Feeling that light, receiving it to your whole body, your whole being, letting it cleanse you and purify you with its brilliance and radiance. You to see and feel that light surrounding you, creating a healthy boundary that brings protection and integrity to your whole being. Being present here as your very deepest and highest self. Please now start to bring your awareness to the presence of everyone who's on this call. Just intuitively sensing our group field that is starting to form through our awareness of each other. much to see and feel a membrane of light around our group field, drawing all of us even deeper into a common sacred space. Let's welcome into this field our relations from the earth realms, the minerals, plants, the animals. Aligning ourselves with their native wisdom and their life-giving energy. We also welcome into our field allies from subtle dimensions of spirit. Call in those beings of light who share our intention to elevate the consciousness of the United States at this time. We open together to the great mystery, the infinite dimension, source of all reality. So in this silent field, I invite you to bring your awareness back to your own location, your own presence, and start to connect with part of your being that inherently has the quality of compassion, kindness. Compassion is an intrinsic part of our being. You may recall a situation that brought forth compassion in you as a way of accessing this quality, or just connecting directly with the felt sense of kindness and compassion. I want to invite you to visualize this presence of compassion, this part of you, as a green light, emerald green presence. It has a cooling, soothing, healing effect. Whatever it touches. Invite you to start to bring this presence of compassion, your green light of compassion, into the center of our field. Start to have a sense of your compassion meeting and mixing with the compassion of everyone who's on this call as part of this meditation. invite you to imagine these green liquid light of compassion flowing together, mixing together in the middle of our field. And just notice what happens when your compassion meets the compassion of others. Keeping your awareness in the center of our field, start to sense this presence of our compassion pooling together. Creating an actual pool, green liquid light, for our collective kindness and compassion. Very soft, inviting pool of our collective compassion. And starting to sense that this pool of compassion, our collective presence, becoming its own source of healing. Invite you to approach that pool. You can take a moment to actually enter into that pool, to bathe in that pool of our collective compassion. Feel that compassion soothing you. Touching any places of pain or suffering that you might be experiencing, and sensing the softening, cooling, soothing effect of this presence of compassion. Bringing that compassion to your whole body, your whole being. Feel it gently softening you. Softening any hard edges. Tight places. Now imagine yourself stepping back out from that pool and just settling back into yourself. Perhaps in a new place of softness, openness. now invite you to start to sense this pool of our collective compassion starting to open up so that you see and feel little rivulets of this compassion leaving the pool and starting to enter into the collective field of the United States. I invite you to see and feel our compassion spilling out over this pool and flowing in these rivulets that start to reach into the field of the United States, reaching into places of tension, of pain, conflict. And trusting the intelligence of this presence to know where it's needed, to go where it's needed. And just sensing gradually this presence seeping into the collective consciousness of the United States. And whatever this presence touches, it has a healing effect, a softening effect, cooling effect. Sense the sincerity in this presence, the sincerity in this kindness, compassion. We, the people, call forth the deepest wisdom, the greatest joy, and the highest compassion from the heart and soul of America for the benefit of the entire community of life on Earth for the next 7 generations. May wisdom, joy, and compassion prevail in the United States of America and on Earth. And we'll just spend a few minutes in silence, allowing this meditation to unfold and sense the green pool of our compassion continuing to emanate into the field and just allowing whatever emerges in your inner experience to emerge spontaneously and we'll call us back for sharing in a few minutes. We ask that this spiritual intervention be made all powerfully active, eternally sustained, and ever expanding until the evolutionary plan is fulfilled in accordance with the highest good of all. Okay, so I'd like to move into a time of sharing. Can stay in this meditative space. But this is a time where you can share maybe something, an insight, a vision, some part of your experience. It can be helpful to hear others talk about their experience in these realms. Please press 1 on your phone if you'd like to share something. Barry will give you the mic. And when you're sharing, just say your name and then your comment and then say thank you at the end so we know you're complete.
Hey, we have Anne. Hi, Anne. Welcome.
Hello. I just wanted to express my deep gratitude for everyone all over the world who is listening now and is helping the United States right now and the world. It's incredibly touching to know that we've all been able to come together like this. And it can't help but make a difference for the good. So thank you.
Thanks, Anne. Thank you so much.
Again, if you want to get in the queue, just press 1 on your keypad of the telephone or the device you used to dial in, and we'll bring you the mic. Okay, we're going to go to Christine. Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Thank you, and I feel waves of unified peace flowing throughout my body, and I am so grateful to be part of these times of great evolutionary change and the blossoming of unity consciousness. I am so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Next we'll go to Connie. I hope I pronounced that right. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm calling from Austria in Europe. And I would like to tell you something very uplifting, because we had presidential elections 2 weeks ago in Austria, and there were two candidates, one from the far right and one liberal candidate. And what happened was that 1 week before this election, there was a meditation event where about 400 to 500 people took place. And the week before that, there was another event where about 150 people came together to meditate, right? And the result of the election was, and I think it might have something to do with the meditation process, that the liberal candidate won by a very, very small margin of about 30,000 votes. So this may be an uplifting story for you in America that you might have a similar experience. Thank you very much.
Mm. Awesome. Subtle activism in action. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm.
Okay, thank you, Connie. Let's go to Philip. Hi, Philip. Welcome.
Yes. I just want to share that I'm a Reiki master, and I added the Reiki masters to this meditation, and I felt a really strong surge of energy going out from the Pacific Northwest back to the east and back to the south. So things are going to change.
Mm. Awesome. Thanks,
thank
Philip.
You.
Yeah, thank you, Philip. Awesome.
Thank you. So just a reminder to get in the queue, just press 1 on your keypad of your telephone or the device you used to dial in, and we'll get your voice in here. Next, we're going to go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Thank you all so much for being here, and thank you, David. And I saw a turtle swimming with us, representing Mother Earth. And then she was coming on the land and laying eggs, giving birth to the compassion that was being spread out through the United States during this important period of time.
Beautiful. Thanks for that image. That's great.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Nobody else in the queue right now, but why don't we take a moment and just think about it or feel into it and press one on your keypad. We'll bring you the mic. Okay, we'll go to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Thank you for this opportunity to bring people together for this very important concern of all of ours. I am wondering whether or not you would consider formulating an intention similar to the intentions Lynn McTaggart developed for her intention experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And this would give everyone the opportunity to say every day this intention to bring about the change that we all want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea, and that is actually in process. It's actually part of our Wise USA campaign vision is precisely that. We'll be offering it's going to be actually a daily meditation that you can get by text and or email with a core intention statement. We actually, in the meditation, the part that I said about we the people call forth the deepest wisdom, that summarizes our core intention. And so we're going to be seeding that thought form in many, many different ways. So yeah, great minds think alike. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much, Carol. Nobody in the queue right now, but just when you're ready, press 1. Okay, great. Next we'll go to Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hello. During the meditation, I was struck by the liquid light of compassion seemed to be touching those, it felt very palpable, those who are very angry and alienated. And after it stayed with them for a while, and I just felt the meeting. No need for change, just the contact of that energy with them. And then it flowed to a group that's a little harder to describe, but almost walled off by an intellectual isolation from the whole process of the election. And it seemed like from there was a softening in both of these groups, just a shift, a slight shift. So grateful to partner with all of you in this today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's a beautiful sharing. Appreciate the sensitivity of your awareness there.
Thank you, Diane. Next, we'll go to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I would just like to say, with deep loving gratitude, David, for your leadership and for your beautiful words and energy that's flowing through you in guiding us through the meditation. And I felt a very deep, loving, flowing energy, and the words create such an opening for visualizing the energy of compassion and love to surround all of us and every concern. And it touches not only our country, but our entire planet and life here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay, nobody in the queue right now. Just a reminder, when you're ready, press one on your keypad. We'll bring you the mic. We have plenty of time for this. Okay, we'll go to
maybe
Donna.
We'll
hi,
just...
Donna.
Okay.
We got a couple more. Do you want to take those?
Sure, yeah. Let's maybe take these couple, and then we can close this part of the call. But please, Donna, go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. As I was visualizing the pool of compassion and the rivulets overflowing from it, all of a sudden, out of the center of the pool came all these balloons, and as if from like a popcorn machine, and they started spilling over the United States, and as they came down, all of a sudden it was somewhat similar to what you see when the political conventions are happening and the whole ceiling releases balloons onto the gathering. And this time the balloons were almost like bubbles. And and as they dropped, and everybody turned who had been contentious turned to awe like children. And as the bubbles approached them and they touched them, the bubbles burst, and everybody was covered in this compassion, and there was like this awestruck quiet in the gathering. It was quite awesome. Thank you.
Wow, that sounds fun. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Donna. And last, we'll go to Gloria. Hi, Gloria. Gloria, you might be muted on your end. We're not hearing you.
Oh, yes. Can you hear me? I was talking to myself. Oh, David, thank you so much. You did this before the Obama election. And I remember my first call, I was like devastated because we had a tragic event in our family. And I met this beautiful being on your call. Her name was Anne. And she passed away in October. And today, when I got your email a couple of days ago, and it's like, oh, that's where I met Anne. We became very good friends. And she passed. And then the first girl's name that spoke today was Anne. So I know the angelic realms are with us also. And I just want to thank you for your beautiful spirit and compassion and love, and to have this as a support for us to get together and, yes, send compassion out into the world and create a change. So I just wanted to say thank you, because I was missing my friend Anne just a couple days ago. So thank you. Thank you. Just thank you. I can feel her presence and her smile and saying, here we are again. We made a difference before. Yeah. We can do it again.
Okay. Thank you. It's really touching
thank
to
you.
Hear that story. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank
yeah.
you.
So thank you, everyone, so deeply. It's really such a joy and so satisfying to be able to do this practice with you all, and to feel the fullness in the space and the field. So this is a way to seal this part of the call. Let's just take another 20 seconds in just silent gratitude to each other and to the field and the allies we called in. And then after that, if you'd like to stay on and be in a small group of three or four people, then press 4 on your keypad, and Barry will put you in those groups, and you can spend like 15 minutes or so just continuing this conversation or sharing what you experienced you know, as an option for continuing this connection. So, but for now, let's do that 20 seconds of silent thanks to seal this part of the call. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Namaste. And Barry, could we maybe unmute the lines, and so we can all just say goodbye briefly, and then those, again, as a reminder, if you want to be in the breakout groups, then press 4 on your keypad, and Barry will put you there.
Great. Okay, here we go. We'll open all the lines.
Love you all.
Love you.
Namaste. Thank you.
Blessing.
Well,
we're still open.
Okay, so we're still open. Just a minute. Let me get the group together.
Oh, cool. Hi, everybody.
Okay, we're not quite ready yet. Okay, hold on. Let me.
All of you.
Okay, hold on just 1 minute. I've got to get the people in the groups. And again, if you want to be in a group, press 4 on your keypad. I see there's a number of people on the call today. Let me get the groups together, and we'll be here in just a minute. Be small groups of 3 or 4 apiece. Okay, so when you hear the tone, you'll hear breakout begin. You can introduce yourself to the other people in your group, and you can begin speaking. If you have any technical problems, you can press 5 on your keypad, and I'll come and help you. So let me just get you set up here. Well, a number of people here today. Fantastic to have you. Okay, here we go, everyone.
You are now in a breakout. Please begin.